From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Next week, the International Atomic Energy Agency will once again consider what to do about Iran's nuclear weapons program. A few days ago, a confidential IAEA report surfaced with more damning evidence that Iran has been secretly building an extensive nuclear weapons infrastructure. But the report sparked some controversy because it did not directly accuse Iran of pursuing nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
This is the IAEA's third report on Iran over the past 6 months, and it reveals that not only has Iran engaged in secret efforts to enrich uranium, which could be used to build nuclear bombs, but it has carried out experiments on processing plutonium as well, which was not known until now. These activities have taken place over the past 18 years, the IAEA says, all in secret. And during that time, Iran consistently filed false reports that attempted to hide its activities and avoid its obligations to allow the IAEA access to its nuclear facilities. But in its conclusions, the IAEA report states there is no evidence that these activities were related to a nuclear weapons program. That sentence has many experts, such as Gary Milholland of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control, puzzled.
The agency deserves a pat on the back for ferreting the information out. But I think, frankly, that a lot of people are stunned by the conclusion that there is no evidence of a nuclear weapon program, since it seems to me that all the evidence points to a nuclear weapon program.
In fact, the IAEA's report also includes this sentence. Given Iran's past pattern of concealment, it will take some time before the agency is able to conclude that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively for peaceful purposes. Leonard Spector of the Monterey Institute Center for Nonproliferation Studies says this is the IAEA's way of dealing diplomatically with Iran.
They refrained, I think, from making a very bold accusation, probably in order to keep the door open for some of the restraining activities that Iran has now agreed to. If the IAEA had come out with a harsh denunciation, it might have pushed some in Iran to want to pull back from these commitments. I think the way the IAEA handled it, they made their point pretty clearly without having to, if you will, rub Iran's nose in it.
Iran maintains it is developing a civilian nuclear power industry, and Iranian officials have only conceded committing minor infractions of IAEA rules. But this month, Iran did agree to stop all of its enrichment of uranium and to allow the IAEA's inspectors to carry out more intrusive and surprise visits to any sites suspected of harboring nuclear activities. The reaction to this report from the Bush administration has been mixed. The State Department's top official for arms control, Undersecretary John Bolton, called the report's conclusions simply impossible to believe. But yesterday, the president's national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, said the report was, in her words, very strong.
The IAEA report raises very serious concerns about what has been going on in Iran and what might be continuing to go on in Iran. So the international community has an obligation, knowing now what we know about Iran's behavior, to make sure that anything that is signed on to with the Iranians takes account of that past and really insists on performance from the Iranians.
Next week, the IAEA's 35-nation Board of Governors meets in Vienna to decide what to do about this. The United States is likely to want to refer the matter to the UN Security Council, where sanctions could be imposed. Some experts, like Gary Milholland, believe that's exactly what should happen.
If Iran is not punished, if there's no sanctions, if there's not even a statement of condemnation by the UN, then I think the result would just be a green light for nuclear proliferation in the Middle East and elsewhere.
But other nations may be inclined to give Iran a little more time. George Perkovich of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace argues that the IAEA's somewhat tempered conclusion offers a way for Tehran to avoid facing punishment in the Security Council.
Iran wants to avoid that. It hates the idea of being a pariah. So the IAEA is saying, if you do the right things, Iran, you give up all these activities that we've detected, we can figure out a way that you don't go into that dock. But if you don't cooperate with us, this list of facts that we've already produced is enough to get a conviction in 30 minutes here.
The desired outcome is the end of all nuclear weapons activities in Iran, and the IAEA will have to decide next week just what kind of action is most likely to bring that about. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.